Hello, everybody, and welcome to our second episode of Real Talk. I'm Larry, and you're listening to Sophie, Millie, and Selena as well. And today I've got a really exciting show planned because we are going to be answering questions that men have been sending in. And they want to know everything about the female brain and how it works. So are we ready?
Sure.
I don't know if you can ever be ready for this.
I think if it was the other way around, we'd have so many questions, though, for men.
Oh, yeah,
I think
definitely.
That would be a good one as well.
Oh, we didn't know where to start.
No, really. I know. I'm not sure I'd want to know everything.
That's the other thing.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know which one to start off with. So
maybe ease us in, Jenny.
Yeah.
Don't let me do that from the beginning.
So why do women always go to the toilet together? And just a disclaimer, doesn't mean that all the things that these men have written are necessarily true. It's just what that particular man
thought about it.
Yeah. So why do women always go to the toilet together? Is that a thing?
Well,
yeah,
definitely.
I don't know why I do it.
Well, I mean, I don't always do it, but if you're out with friends or something, then I think we do it a lot, right?
If you're going out for like some drinks and you're with like a group of people, me and my friends usually go as a like bonding exercise.
I was just
gonna
say, we have a chat, don't we?
Yeah, it's almost like a bit of a debrief, like mid. Session.
Exactly. And then we usually have to stand in line. So it takes us like three times as long to go to the bathroom.
So we want company whilst we're waiting in line.
I just go for the company.
It is. There's much bigger queues in women's toilets than men's.
Yeah. True.
Exactly.
And just a bit of like a one-on-one chat sometimes. No, it's just an enjoyable experience,
a bit
I think.
Of a chat.
Yeah.
I like it.
And I mean, we've talked about the things like that happens sometimes in the line to the bathroom. So sometimes
the most important conversations
happen.
Yeah. Or if you want to get out of a situation, it's always good to say, "Oh, we've got to go to the toilet."
Definitely.
Mm. Okay. Right. Next question.
That was easy.
Well, you know, ease us in. Okay. So when women want to know the whole truth, should we actually say the whole truth?
Oh,
yes.
That's hard.
For me, that's a definite yes. But that is me. I think.
But I guess it depends what the context is,
really.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I don't know. For example, what would you do if you found out that your boyfriend had cheated on you?
Mm.
Well, okay, your boyfriend's cheated on you, but he didn't really mean it. And
How can you not know?
I know,
it was a mistake.
He made a huge mistake, and he's really, really sorry.
No.
Would you then rather not know?
I mean,
or would you
I'd
rather
always...
know, and then you...
I don't know.
Make a decision.
I would definitely want to know because I think in time you can move past that, but it would be the not knowing that would really get to me.
Yeah.
That would drive me crazy. And I know you'd have kind of have more pain at the time if you were told, but then in the long run I think you'll appreciate it more.
Yeah.
So in another context, what if it's like, do you like my outfit and they don't like it? Do we want them to say the truth or do we just want them to hype us up and say it's nice?
I wouldn't ask if I didn't want to know. And if I didn't want to know,
no,
I wouldn't
see,
ask.
I expect them to be.
Yeah, no. I think like if it was your boyfriend, I know like with my ex, I'd always be like, oh, do I look nice? There's a little like boost. Because I know that he was going to say that I did look nice. So it was like a confidence thing, but... that's obviously just me being self-centered.
Well, but then again, it's not the same to ask, do I look nice, and do you like my outfit? Because I mean, like if he wouldn't say nice, and like if we wouldn't say you look nice, then that's just a whole another can of worms. I don't know.
I think it depends on kind of the way they say it as well, because if I can sense that maybe my outfit isn't that great, if they don't like it, fine, I'm probably still going to wear it because I like it enough to put it on. But if they are kind of looking out for my best interest, then I would appreciate that honesty more.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because what if it did look terrible and you just didn't realise?
Then I'd be thankful for that honesty.
I don't really see any context where I wouldn't want to know. If I asked. If I asked, I would always want to know the truth. Because I just think...
But the truth can hurt.
I don't know, like...
Well, yes, but how much more would it hurt you if you found out after, I don't know, a month that you'd been lied to, or, you know, what would feel like you've been lied to because you know, it just wasn't said.
That's the problem. It's probably not even the not saying the truth. For example, if, I don't know, they went out for a drink and they had, like, three drinks, but they came back and told you they had one. You don't really actually care, but it's just the fact that they've lied. Why?
Yeah.
Why did they lie?
Why? Yeah, that's the thing. Why would they? Mm. And then, you know, I'd always want the truth.
So should we say the verdict of that one is always say the truth?
Yes, I would say.
Makes you do get it. Yeah.
I think it depends on the context in the relationship.
Definitely. What's the ideal way to be approached by a guy?
Preferably not in like a creepy, touchy-feely way.
Never with the hands first.
Yeah.
That's just...
Definitely.
It is. It's the touchy-feeliness that's not really
appreciated. Keep the hands to yourself.
It depends, I think, where you are, what kind of... context you're in, but I personally like the kind of like friendshipy vibe that you know really gently moves on to something more.
Yeah,
you know,
100%.
And you kind of get the hints, but you're not really sure.
Yeah,
I guess.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just also I think like boys should. If they're going to go up and, like, approach a girl, they need to be ready to potentially be, like...
rejected.
Turned away. Exactly, so, like, don't be too persistent because it just makes it worse for yourself.
But then I guess, what are they... What's the intention behind the question? Do they want to know if we were, like, in a bar?
Yeah.
Probably. If you're there on a night out.
How should they approach us?
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, then... Because then, for me, for example, it would be I'd rather not be in front of my whole group of friends, for example.
Yeah,
so I'd rather
definitely.
Him wait for when I'm going to the bar or something to get a drink.
Yeah.
Just grab you.
Than to, maybe just be nice and say hello like a normal person instead of, you know...
Mm. And maybe, like, a compliment that's associated to something that... I don't know, like, oh, my God, like, your shoes are really cool. Or, I don't know,
yeah, I love that.
Know?
Oh, I love that.
I like kind of the, like, cheeky banter. So if someone was like, hey, your dancing was a bit fun, I'd be like, hey.
It was. Yeah, that always works.
You know, something like that, that is kind of
and maybe if it's not asking too much, think of a question that won't be answered with a yes or no, and then the conversation stops. Because
you've got something to kind of,
you know,
lead into a bigger conversation.
And apart from that, I'd say just friendly and not creepy.
It's just the touching, isn't it? If you touch your waist or something, that's just an immediate no. No matter how kind they are, it's just like a no move, isn't
it?
Because you think they do that to everyone then.
Yeah.
Why is that even a thing?
It shouldn't be.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
So say something nice.
Yeah.
And preferably when they're not in with their group of friends, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you can be a bit shy then and you can make decisions based on the friend you're with, I guess.
Yeah.
And I feel like all boys need to know that catcalling isn't going to work. Like,
never.
If you're walking down the street and you see...
Well, that's another question.
Come on, is it really?
Oh, yeah, so it's kind of the same. So do girls like it when a random guy in the street says that they are beautiful?
Well, I don't know. Being from London, which is obviously like a big city, there's a bit of a difference from someone saying, like, oh, you're beautiful, to someone shouting out their white van, like, oi, oi, sexy, like, you know what I mean? So if it's, like, a genuine someone coming up to you and be like, oh, I think you look really nice, you look beautiful, that's obviously quite sincere. But if someone is clearly doing it in, like, a jokey sort of way, as in they know that they're catcalling, then I don't like that, no matter what the term is.
I feel like the whole question is already, like, do I want a random guy to anything? Really is a bit, you know what I mean? It's a bit,
I think it gives you such an ego boost, though.
It does,
imagine if you kind of, like, dressed up all nice and you're going down the street and someone does say, wow, you look really nice.
You know, not really a catcall coming from across the street. I don't like that. Never, ever.
I think also... there's a difference between an individual doing it and a group, because I find the group mentality, like, very intimidating.
100%.
And that kind of really puts me off the whole idea, because I find that quite, like, makes me jump. And I'm like,
but then if it's one guy on his own, I think that might be a bit
creepy. Also,
so maybe there's like two.
I think the other rule for me would be not like at 10 p.m.
Yeah. Like in an appropriate situation. Like, so when you said, oh, you might be all dressed up and like walking down the street, that's fine. But clearly, when I'm out on a run looking really sweaty and red, I do not appreciate people shouting at me as I go along, like ball fristling things. Yeah. So clearly, that is a joke. And I'm just like, please leave me alone.
Yeah, and even if they mean it, it's just creepy.
Yeah.
Like, I'd prefer it in like, if that did happen to me with an individual, if it was somewhere like a coffee shop where you can like make a smaller conversation, then maybe give a compliment, because then I feel that space is maybe more secure and I'd be more willing to actually accept the compliment, you know, if there's quite a few other people around, I guess.
Okay, what's the next question? What's the best way to deal with an angry girl?
What?
So if you're in a really, really bad mood and everything that anyone will say is really, you're just really angry, what's the best way for a man to deal with that? Because apparently they don't know that. I think personally, I think there's two scenarios. Either you just kind of want to be angry, so you want to be left alone in your angry state and you're just kind of looking for an argument, basically.
Mm.
Or you actually want them to say, oh, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah.
Communicate.
Yeah. I think the only thing that makes me more aggravated is if I get kind of mocked when I'm in this mood.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no, I'm in a worse mood.
What I hate is if you're in a perfectly fine mood and then someone says to you, God, why are you in such a mood when you're not? Then I get in a mood.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I think it depends on your relationship. So, like, if it's a bit different, like, if you're just housemates, so if you're, like, boyfriend and girlfriend or things like that, like, you have to know, like, what that girl is like and if she would normally open up and things like that. But I feel like there's not really any harm in asking, like, are you okay, do you want to talk about it? And if she says no, then probably back off.
I'm just really unsure if our reaction to being angry or the way we behave when we're angry is really all that different from the way guys behave when they're angry. Maybe just consider what they would want to happen when they are very angry.
I feel like guys, if they're angry, they tend to want to be left alone, and I think sometimes that happens, but most of the time I think it's because I want attention.
Is it?
I don't know. Selena's not shocked by that. Okay. I mean, one of them said how to read a girl's mind, but I feel like that's a bit general, really.
That's a very
you need to know the girl.
Yeah. Giving me headache.
Okay, and so I think we might skip that one and just continue with the other questions. Is money something you consider if you're dating a man?
I don't know, like, it's kind of hard, the student mentality. Like, if you're with another student and I kind of feel like you're in the same boat, like, I haven't really thought about it, like, beyond that, but I do think, like, will it change, like, when I'm actually, like, an adult, like, got a proper
job. Real adult.
I don't know. I'm just kind of used to it, like, if I'm going out with a student, then we're both on a budget, and that's fine, but, like, I feel like at this point, if I were with someone who had a proper job and had more money, in some ways, it's kind of, like, worse for me, because I feel like they are, like, spending money on me all the time, and I can't really repay them.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a tricky one, I think.
I definitely say there are qualities that are a lot more important than money.
Mm.
And
very diplomatic.
Very right.
If someone has, like, ambition and drive, you know, that one day will maybe lead them to money, then that's very nice. You know, I think that ambition is more important.
So I guess that is more the point that maybe we don't look at money, but we look at their personal ambitions more.
You know, and
I think I'd say I'd consider it in the same way I'd consider it, like, maybe with friends and stuff, because I mean, obviously I don't care if someone has money or not or whatever. But obviously when you're in a relationship and you want to do stuff together, go somewhere maybe, then it will be a topic of interest, I guess, you know. But in the same way that I'd consider, can I like go on a vacation with friends or can I go out with friends or is it going to be harder for them to do that than it is for me? Or but it doesn't really, I don't think it would determine whether I would go out with someone. That
I think if you really,
like
really like
thought
someone,
to me,
then it wouldn't really matter if they were...
I don't think it would even matter when I just semi-like someone. I mean, it just feels like, I don't know. It's not... I also don't go around asking people.
I think you can have a great time with no money. The only time I think maybe it would be strained is when, you know, if you live together, you both have bills
so
to pay.
It does come into play.
True, but that's
in the future.
Again, that's
if you can't pay for the same lifestyle.
Just again, general.
Yeah.
But that'll always be. That's how the world works, people. I mean,
it's true.
I just feel like guys just ask that because they. It's a whole question of who pays when you're on a date and what expectations are behind all of that. And I would say that I'm very much fine with it if someone says they can't afford to go out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. If I want to meet up with somebody, I can do that.
So that's another question. Should guys pay for the first drink?
No. I personally don't really care, like, if you split the bill. Like, I would never expect someone to, like, pay for the whole thing. I don't mind if, like, a guy buys me a drink first, but I would then say, like, I'll get the next
one.
I'm cool with doing rounds, whatever, but I've never been in a situation where someone has paid for the whole thing because that, for me, is just, like, a no.
No, that feels weird.
Yeah, I'd feel too guilty, and I think we want the equality with men and women.
Yeah.
So, you know, we should maybe be looking to have that aspect equal.
And then the next thing is, again, you know, you can come up and talk to me without the necessity of right away buying me a drink. I don't know why that is.
It's a nice thing to do.
It is, obviously. Yeah. But if it's not in the budget, then it's not in the budget. I don't know. I mean, it's like it's not going to hold me back from talking to you. It's not like I say, you know, this costs you.
Pay for my time.
No.
And then that's another question. Where was it? So if a guy buys you a drink, do you then feel committed to spending the rest of the evening with them?
Not the rest of the evening, no. Like, because it's a nice gesture, I would chat with them for a bit. But if, you know, I'm with other friends or I'm just not really feeling the conversation anymore, then I don't want to feel obligated to spend my whole night with them because equally they might be, like, feeling the same way about me, you know? So, no, I don't think there's any reason to kind of spend the whole evening together.
Yeah. I know, like, I find it really weird because where I did my undergrad, it was just, like, this culture where we'd all just buy each other drinks. Like, if you just bumped into your mate in the club, you'd be like, oh, let's go to the bar and, like, we'll get a drink. So, like, I would be, like, spending money on, like, so many different people, but then, like, I would get them in return because, like, it's just what everyone did. So, like, to me, it didn't even faze me when people would say, like, oh, do you want to come and get a drink? So, like, now being in a different situation, it's suddenly weird, like, when people do expect something and I'm just like, oh, I thought you were just being friendly. So I personally, like, wouldn't... I would obviously, like, spend time with them because I would have to like that person to be like, yeah, I'll come with you to the bar or whatever. But, yeah, I don't feel committed to, like, spend time with them. Like, for me, it's just like like, nice to see you kind of thing. And then if I go off, then I'll go off. But, yeah, I think it's more just, like, people's perceptions of what they think let's go get a drink means.
Yeah. Well, I guess if a guy does buy a drink, though, it kind of shows that they are interested to the point they are ready to
spend money.
A little bit of money on you. I think, I don't know. But then what happens if you're just buying a bit of drink in a friendly manner and then you then think, oh, my God, you know, he bought me a drink and you could mix those lines up because it's so...
I think in some situations I'll be like, well, I'll get you one as well because I want to
I'll get the next one.
Yeah, you know.
But, I always find a very, like, a very difficult question Laurie and I have talked about it before, because so I think, you know, when I'm now looking at the kind of situation, I can totally say I wouldn't feel obligated, and I don't think one should feel obligated. And I'm someone, I like to buy a friend a drink, and I enjoy it if a friend buys me a drink, but I do know exactly that. I know exactly that I've been in situations where, like, a guy bought me a drink, and I did then kind of feel obligated.
Yeah.
So I think I know, I've done that, though.
Yeah, in the past, yeah.
So I know that while I feel, on the one hand, I feel like, looking at it objectively, I feel like I shouldn't, and we shouldn't, and everybody can do whatever they want, and if someone wants to buy me a drink, then I didn't ask them for it, and they are obviously welcome to do that, but that doesn't make me make me obligated to do anything. But I know exactly that once I'm in this situation, I do tend to feel pressured.
I think it's a bit of a vicious circle, because you think, right, I've let him buy me a drink, because I obviously think he's all right so far, because you've literally spoken to him for 2 minutes, and then you think, I can't just leave because he'll think I was leading him on just to get a drink.
Well,
but then you
actually
are leading him on by staying on as well. So I think, self-note, in future, I will just kind of make it, maybe continue the conversation, but then just make it clear that no.
It's just so strange. Why do we think that we're always at fault for everything? I mean, because that is the thought process, isn't it? That I think, oh well, you know, you should have just said no when he offered to buy you a drink. Which isn't always even like a proper offer. Sometimes it's just, you know, I'll buy you a drink, full stop.
Yeah,
I think it's also very hard, you know, when
decision
to say that you'll do one thing, but in the actual moment,
that's what I mean,
something different happens. You know, I usually say, no, I'll say no. I'll just walk.
Yeah. You never do.
When it happens, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's just like, yes, a free drink.
No, and also,
like, I'm a student.
It's not even only that. It's also that I think, oh, you know, maybe it took him a little bit of courage to ask me, or maybe, you know, that's such a nice thing that he would offer, or whatever. And then I'm just there, and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just.
Well, that does lead us on to a kind of similar question. Somebody said, is it ever okay to lead someone on when they don't like you? No, when you don't like them, sorry.
No.
Is it okay to lead someone if
like
you don't like them?
A boost for yourself, because you're kind of thinking, like, oh, they like me.
Yeah.
No, I feel like that's mean. I would feel, like, bad for doing it, I think, after a
Definitely.
While.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think there's a point, you know, where you know that you don't like them that way.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really leading someone on if you are still deciding whether you like them, because sometimes this, like, grows through time, you know. Like, I haven't, you know, like, fancied someone when I first met them, but then I've gotten to know them more in that kind of context, and then ended up really liking them when I didn't think I would. So I think in that sense, no, but I think you always need to kind of be clear in that way, so you don't end up leading someone on and hurting their feelings in the end of
so
it.
How do you call it off when you don't, you're not feeling it anymore?
I'm really bad for that. I just, like, let it fizzle out. And then I'm just kind of waiting for it to, like, stop. And then I'm like, oh, finally. It's kind of quite hard to just be like, yeah, I don't want to do this. But I feel like sometimes that is the best way, just, like, pulling off a plaster, being like, just in a nice way, you can just be like, I've had a nice time, like, talking to you or, like, getting to know you. But I just think, like, I know it sounds horrible, like, we're better off as friends. But I feel like that short-term pain is more manageable than you leading them on for ages and then them getting their hopes up and stuff. So.
What I feel is much trickier is when it's, like, I think it's just, you know, we're just friends, being friends, and the guy maybe sees it in a different
way.
And then, because I feel like that's more often what happens if a guy thinks we're leading them on or something, is that we were actually just being friendly.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I don't feel, A, like I'm leading them on, and B, like I need to call off anything if it's purely in their head. Why is that my responsibility?
See, I find that hard to deal with, though. If I've been really friendly with someone, as in literally you've just seen them as a friend, and then they say, something like, oh my God, you know, I really like you or something.
Yeah.
I then think, oh my God, I've been leading them on when I haven't, but I kind of well, I feel yeah. really bad.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I've had that thought, but then I just feel like, you know, it's just, I really try to tell myself in that moment, you, mm-hmm. not everything I do makes me responsible or, you know, the perception, his perception of what I do is not, does not make me responsible for that perception. It's just
yeah.
in their heads. And obviously I'd then make it clear if they'd say it, that, like, if they'd make such a bold statement to me saying, you know, I really like you or whatever, then I'd say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, but it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if, yeah.
Hmm.
But that, I wouldn't, I would really try to tell myself that I haven't done anything wrong and I haven't been leading them on.
Yeah, I think you know when you see someone in, like, a kind of flirty,
yeah.
maybe more context. And I definitely, like, alter my behaviour toward them as I would, you know, if I was just talking to a friend. So
yeah.
if you are aware of those two
different things,
yeah,
yeah.
then there's no reason to feel kind of bad yeah. for someone feeling differently.
But yeah, I wouldn't do it on purpose. Obviously.
No,
no,
that was
no.
the question.
Okay, this one could be quite good. Is it okay to date multiple people at the same time? If you're somebody who is in a, you know, single relationship
yeah.
with one person. As in,
so you're just, like, sort of seeing people, not,
yeah.
like, exclusive or anything.
Yeah, no exclusivity going on. Is it okay to date multiple
people? I feel like, yeah, you can, because you're not exclusive. But I also feel like it's the worst feeling ever, like, if you're seeing someone and then they just sort of, like, say it in passing, like, that you haven't established that you are just not exclusive yet, and you might think you are exclusive for them, and then they just sort of say it, like, really blasé. Like, I feel like you have to be, like, quite clear about what you're doing and say,
yeah,
like, look,
beginning.
I am, like, seeing other people. Because, yeah, unless you're exclusive, like, you can do what you want, but just think about the other person's feelings, I guess.
Yeah, I think for me personally, like, if I'm, like, dating someone, then I want to be, like, even though we're not exclusive, I want to be
the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be
yeah.
there.
You know, and I think that would actually just hurt my feelings a bit if they were seeing other people. But
see, I wouldn't want to know. This is one of those situations where I wouldn't want to know the truth.
Yeah.
I would definitely want to know.
Oh, God.
Deep
you are.
Could you imagine? I'd be crushed if I found out later on. Oh, God, no. That's the worst thing I can imagine.
It depends how long it's gone on for, though. Like, if like you've been seeing someone and it in, like, the first month or couple of months they were seeing other people, but then after a while you became exclusive and you've been together for, like, a significant period of time, then I feel like it wouldn't really matter if in the beginning they were seeing other people, because that's in the past and now you're exclusive. But if you've been, like, seeing each other for, like, 6 months and they're still seeing other people, would be a bit like, where's this going, kind of thing. So,
for me and Max, it would be like if they had maybe 2 or 3 dates.
Well,
that's something different then, but that's what I mean. Like, if you... even if you've then been together for a year or whatever, and then you just have this conversation and they go, like, oh, you know, for the first 3 or 4 months while we were...
Would you call it off then if they said that?
No, but I'd be crushed. Literally, that would...
I don't think I'd be able to get over that. I might be so hurt. Why didn't you like
me
immediately?
But then you'd rather not know forever.
Yeah, I would rather not know.
Yeah,
but you,
I think that,
I would not want to know that. Because it is true that people, if they don't know you, they can't know who they prefer immediately.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, so... But in my heart, I wouldn't want to know, because I want them... I just want to think that they were just mad for just
but
me.
But see, and then if you found out, you just... Even after a year...
I would not be able to deal with it. Even if it was like I'd been with someone for a year and then they said it's just dropped into conversation because they didn't think it was wrong and said, by the way, for the first month I was dating someone else, I would say that is it.
But now if you think it the other way around, if you were starting to see that person and they were like, okay, well, at the moment I'm still, you know, seeing another girl.
Yeah, if they told me at the moment, I think that's...
So you would want to know. Really?
Yeah, then.
Want
that
to know
case,
right away.
Later on.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I'd rather know right away than know after a year.
No, I don't think I'd want to know at all.
No.
No.
If they, yeah. if it's been after like maybe 3 or 4 dates, and then they tell me, and then I can call
but
it off.
Could you imagine? I feel so stupid if I then saw them somewhere. Or
yeah,
whatever.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, the worst thing ever is when you see them with someone
else. I'd always rather honesty.
Yeah.
No.
I just think it would make my heart sink. So
just
you know.
It would be horrible.
Yeah.
Not be good.
God, these questions are getting all emotions.
I know, yeah.
Okay, well, moving on. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, I do. Yeah. I'm almost romantic.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. I think I do, yeah.
Do you?
Ooh. I think
you said you've only ever met people and then, you know, to know them and then got to like them.
You know, I guess I like the idea a lot of love at first sight, and I think, yes, I do deep down believe that, but I really kind of am always that person that starts to like someone after getting to know them and having their like personality come out a bit more, and you know, if that really clicks with me, then I will definitely like become way more attracted to them in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I can look at someone and be like, oh wow, you're the love of my life, and then get to know them and then be like, oh.
That's the thing. I think it's more, I'm not sure I believe in love at first sight, but I do believe in lust at first sight.
Yeah,
I think you can see someone and you're very attracted to them and you think they're really kind and charming, but love really only comes when you know that person more, and then you can say, imagine if that happened, and then you can say, well, it was love at first sight because you were attracted to them and it's just gone smoothly from there.
Yeah.
So I do think that love at first sight technically does happen, but I think it's more an initial attraction, and
well,
then
I don't know.
The thing
love
is like
comes in.
I do get what you mean, like love is like a more long term thing, but some people like will look at a person and be like, lust as in I want to sleep with them kind of thing. But like I have met people who'd be like, I think they're attractive, but like I want to know more about them and get to know them. I think that in that sense, obviously that could then lead on to love. And it's like a different feeling to looking at someone and being like, you're hot. Like it's just like and it doesn't happen, like it's very, I know, it's only ever happened to me once, and I like that feeling is like so different to like just looking at someone and being like, yeah, you're attractive. I know it's really hard to describe, but I just knew I wanted more than just like a one night stand or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, definitely look at someone and think immediately whether you're gonna get on, like within like a few conversations.
Yeah.
you can know immediately, but then it's just long term. All the difficult factors come in then, don't they?
Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I
wish you could see Selena's pensive face. On Okay, how do you choose your date? As in, I guess that's quite like a personal thing, because obviously people have different types and things. Mm. But what do you think about before accepting to go on a date with someone?
I don't know. I have like very little experience because I am awful at things like Tinder, so I haven't really been on that many dates. Yeah. It's all like people that I've known previously, and then I'm friends with them, I guess. But yeah, some girls obviously like when they're on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, they have like a whole criteria, but that's not me personally.
No criteria.
I mean, not that easy.
None whatsoever.
No, it's more like, I guess it's like, I think the worst thing with a date is when you're sat there and you have like nothing to talk about. So I'd only really want to go on a date if I felt comfortable enough with that person where I'd like not be cringing inside the whole time. Like I want to leave. So
would you leave on a date? Or would you like cut it short if you were really not enjoying it, do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'd cut it short, but I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't walk out.
No.
You know, I'd just be like, oh, I've got to go now.
Yeah.
You know.
I've always had that backup thing where you kind of tell a friend to call you.
Yeah.
Saying, where are you? Like, you said you'd be here like 10 minutes ago. What's going on?
Mm.
Or, you know, just have an easy way to get out of it.
Mm. But I think before
Is
I go...
No,
not at all.
I usually, like, I know if I like the person enough to want to actually go on a date with them.
Yeah.
But my main factor is, will we like have like a really good like conversation back and forth, because I wouldn't be able to go if there was just going to be silence.
Nothing, yeah.
And then I'll overthink it, and
it's
then
the worst thing in the world, isn't it, when you have nothing to say.
But equally, like, if you've got nothing that interests both of you, like, I've been on a date where the guy would not stop talking, but he was talking about, like, his dissertation, which was nothing that I was
exciting.
Interesting. It was, like, not interesting to me. And, like, I could tell he was really passionate about it, which was nice to see. But I was just like, how can you not tell that I am not enjoying this? And I was just sat there like, he's, like, really sweet and whatever, but clearly this is just not, we're not clicking. So I guess you need to have to just, like, you need to be on that same page, I guess, don't you? Yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just horribly cringy with the whole, dating thing in general. So I don't think I've ever accepted to go on a date with anybody I didn't already know a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think usually I just...
I love dates.
Yeah, you love dates.
I love dates.
You know,
it's so fun.
You know me. This is horrible.
I enjoy the process of going out for a drink, getting all dressed up.
And the whole opposite
and
of that.
And having a bit of a chat with someone.
Yeah. It's just that
and
nice...
And then going home.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's too much pressure on me. I can't deal with the pressure.
I used to be like that, and I used to, like, romanticise people in my head. And if, you know, we actually ended up going on a date, I would get so scared that I would... 9 times out of 10 be like, sorry, I can't do it, like, 5 minutes before meeting, you know.
Oh, no. I think, yeah, I get very stressed, but it's almost like I enjoy the thrill.
I just wish I was brave enough to do that. Like, I really, not admire, but, like, it takes a lot to go on, like, Tinder or whatever and just go on a date or something. Like, my housemate does it all the time, and I'm envious because, like, I want to be going to little bars and going to coffees and stuff, but I just can't get over that initial barrier of, like, just
that's
randomly
thing,
messaging someone.
It doesn't have to be on Tinder.
Yeah, I know. Can... Like, it's a lot easier when it's just someone you know, isn't it?
But that's the thing. You're very confident with that. You just have all the confidence for all of us.
You also know everyone. So.
Yeah, but that is because she has all the confidence for all of us.
Well, I think you should have confidence even
definitely.
If you're not confident.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
you know, because then if you pretend you're confident, you then become confident.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
so.
100%.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
That's definitely what I tried when I got here, and I was like, on the first night I was really just not feeling very confident, but I was like, right, just go out there and pretend you are, you know, this confident, really, really confident person. I've met so many more people this time around than I did from my undergrad, and then I was thinking, no, I actually am confident. I don't have to put it on, you know.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I don't struggle with social situations in general. I don't mind going out with whoever and meeting whoever. It's just once it is this whole dating thing.
Branded
oh god, I'm just even now talking about it. It's horrible.
So how would you say somebody would have to, how would somebody approach someone like you who doesn't like going on a date? Particularly.
Well, same as what we said earlier. You still just be nice
friends
about it. Don't be all weird and pushy. Just be nice.
Yeah,
I feel like,
and like it needs to be chilled as well. Like, I find it quite strange when they are like making a really big deal about a date. Like, when you're walking along and they'll be like, "Oh, let's hold hands because we're on a date," and like all stuff like that. And I
just
find that a bit cringy.
Just even the lead up, like, that's what I mean. Just, you know, you can tell me you think I'm nice and you would like to go on a date with me, but don't make this. Don't blow it out of proportion and make me feel like it's blown out of proportion. Just say, you know, you're
it's
nice.
It could scare you away
just,
then.
Yeah. And just keep pushing and whatever. Just say, you know, I'd really like to go on a date with it and then with you, and then just kind of leave it at that and give me maybe 10 minutes to process.
Do you like it when they say, can I go on a date with you? Or do you rather them say, like, should we go for a drink? Should we go for coffee? Like,
doesn't matter.
Do you like it to be labelled?
Well, I don't mind it to be labelled because then I know where I'm at.
Okay. Mm.
But
I would think I'd prefer someone to just be like, do you want to go for a coffee? Or like, not explicitly
not,
say.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I've just reconsidered. I'd prefer it if they said it was a date.
Yeah.
Because if they say to me they just want to go for a coffee, I'll be like, oh, you know, they don't actually want to go on a date with me. They just think I'm, you know, friends.
I'm tall.
So I'd be horrible. No, it's better if they say, let's go on a date.
I think if I knew it was a date, then I would kind of know where I stand.
Yeah.
If it's like a, they say, do you want to get a drink? Do you want to get a coffee? I don't know if it's just friends.
That's the thing.
I don't want to like get my hopes
up.
I mean,
it's
fine.
Or,
you know, you know.
Because we can always be just friends.
Yeah.
But if they have no intention of being friends, then I'm fine with it being officially labeled as a date.
Mm. I think also for me, it's like the length of time from knowing it's a date to actually going on the date. If I have to wait like a week,
oh
then
God.
I'll overthink
yeah.
it, and then
yeah.
it'll be too much for
48
me.
48 hours
but
to
yeah.
answer.
Yeah. The sooner the better.
God. Yeah. Definitely 48-hour tops.
But don't you enjoy the mystery? Like, if they say, oh, you know, do you just want to go for a drink? And then you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. Is that a
no,
date?
No.
Is
it?
Yeah.
No, I don't
like,
enjoy
kind of no
I don't find that enjoyable at all.
Date.
I find that torturous.
The stress is kind of fun sometimes, you know. If I have, like, an inkling that I like them and they might feel the same, then I'm like, oh. This is so exciting.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, for also,
I think it's probably easier for guys to say, do you want to go for a drink rather than
yeah.
do you want to go on a date? Because then the date kind of terrifies them.
Yeah.
It's vulnerable. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd rather them say, do you want to go for a drink than say nothing. But if they,
yeah.
if they have the courage to say, do you want to go on a date, then please do.
And he's like, please. Please come
asking
contact me.
Nicely. Well, now you make me sound desperate. Thanks so much. That's
just... moving on swiftly.
yeah.
Okay, when is it appropriate to compliment a woman and how to go about it?
Stop looking at me for these things.
I feel like it depends what the compliment is. Yeah.
Well, not a creepy one.
Yeah.
Never creepy. Once again...
I don't know, like, I used to live with four boys, and whenever we were going on a night out, I'd cut, like, once I'd come downstairs after doing my makeup, they would, like, be, like, my fans. They'd be like, oh, you look so amazing. Like, they'd just basically, like, hype me up for the
yeah.
night out, which was so nice, because I feel like they can kind of tell when you want a compliment.
But you already had a relationship with them. Like,
yeah,
you were friends
yeah.
with them, you knew them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's because of once
Sophie's
again...
Sophie's leaving, so we're just saying goodbye to her.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Anyway, yes, what were we saying?
Yeah, no, once again, just don't feel... Well, I think there's a perception out there that we women very much want strange men that we do not know to give us these random compliments.
Mm.
And I don't... I feel like for most of us, I'm not speaking for
everyone,
but I would think that most women don't necessarily want random men they don't know and might not like or whatever to just go ahead and be all over them in whatever way. I think if you know someone, you can always tell
yeah.
them they look nice. I tell guy friends
yeah,
they look
this,
nice.
Yeah, but this person is asking, how can I compliment someone? He wants to compliment someone. Why can't we cut him some slack?
No, he can't. I'm not saying he can't, but, like, what's the situation here? Like,
well, probably something he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
I feel like, because I'm just thinking, like, because a lot of it has been, like, men... complimenting women, but I'm just
yeah.
thinking if I wanted to compliment a
how
man, I'd
it?
Probably like pick something like say if they had a top on and it had something
yeah.
like a slogan or whatever on his top, I'd probably like comment on that. So I'd be like commenting about something specific rather than just a general like, oh, you look nice. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? Let's go
especially
with
if you say it
Larry.
Yeah.
Larry's asking us
that's
to cut
always
them
pick up
some
men.
Slack. So let's do that. If we have
what
the situation. Well, if you said we should cut them some slack,
yeah.
so let's do that, is all
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think if someone desperately wants to, you know, compliment
them,
yeah.
that just,
send
you
them
know,
my way,
you just
honestly.
Have to send a message too.
No, but I just keep thinking, and I think, you know, I think the same rule applies as we said earlier for the, you know, how would I want to be approached in general.
Mm.
I feel like just. Don't just try not to come on too strong. Just start with a, you know, hello, how are you, maybe.
Yeah.
And then nothing is wrong with you saying, you know, I've noticed and I feel like I really want to tell you that you do really look nice.
Mm.
That's okay. But just, I mean, A, maybe don't make it about my body. That never quite...
Yeah, but how do you compliment someone that you don't know, like, mentally, and all you've got is what they look like?
Well, that's what I say. You can say you look very nice, or you look pretty, or beautiful, or something. Just don't go with...
nice ass.
Don't go with that, maybe. Nothing rude or vulgar. Just, I mean, you can always keep that for later. It's just, I don't feel like there's any situation where I'd really appreciate that. And I think usually I'd feel the opposite. I'd feel kind of targeted or pressured into something or put into a corner. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it really, I mean, it's nice of people to want to, you know, give someone a compliment, but make it something that's not too
forward,
too
strong, and also just like be prepared, like we sort of said this earlier, but be prepared for the girl to just be like, okay, thank you, like that kind of thing, rather than her to be
thank you and then walk off.
Exactly.
Not
because she doesn't have, like, just because you complimented her, like, she doesn't have to give you anything in return.
Just nothing to add.
Well, I think we've probably covered the most interesting conversations. Should we just go for one final one before we close up?
Okay, have a good one.
Go on then.
I'm trying to find a really good one. Oh no, that one's a bit vulgar.
For the mums out there listening.
Yeah.
Keep it PG.
Okay, do girls always talk about every single detail of a date after a date?
I definitely say no. Not every single detail.
Yeah.
Me. Oh, I thought you were going to say yes. No. 100% yes. Everything. Every single detail is told.
I think that's very nice. I look forward to more conversations with you in the future. But I can't say that that's true for me, no.
Maybe not like a step-by-step, like, play out of what happened, but I'd tell them, like, definitely the main details, I think.
Well, you know, the gist, yes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't...
Nothing that would embarrass them or that shouldn't be said, probably.
Yeah. I think...
Well, just, maybe there's just... Sometimes there's stuff you want to keep for yourself.
Nah.
The thing is, like... I
feel like that's a confidence thing once again.
Sometimes I think, like, oh, maybe I should keep this to myself. But then if it was my friend, I would want to know everything about what happened. So I'm kind of like, yeah, I may as well tell them because I know that in return I want everything from them.
Oh, no, look, I don't think I don't think it's a thing of I should or shouldn't.
Mm.
It's really just a thing of I do want or I don't want to. And if it's just something that I like to keep to myself, that can be something very nice or something that wasn't all that nice or whatever, just something that I feel like it's, you know.
I think, like, sometimes, because we've spoken quite a lot about how, like, we get worked up. Not worked up, but, like, excited and you got, like, a lot of feelings before you go on a date. Sometimes it's nice to have, like, a bit of a debrief with someone and, like, talk through what happened. I quite enjoy that.
And, I mean, definitely, as I said, you know, the general just, we would... Mm.
I overanalyze everything as well.
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's so true.
He said this sentence, but in this tone.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
not this tone. This tone. Is that me?
Yeah.
No, that but not in every single detail. I don't. I mean, some detail, not all of it.
Well, do you?
Yeah, 100%. Every detail. Because I need to talk about it and see if, you know. Because the more details you get, the more understanding your friends can get.
Yeah.
So it's basically like they're there. I should just film the day.
Yeah.
we'll give you a GoPro.
That would be amazing.
Well, I mean, I think it's safe to say, I think what they want to know is how much do the friends know? And I think it is safe to say that close friends
know quite a bit.
Yeah. Know quite a bit. And, yeah.
Definitely.
Mm.
Definitely.
Rough,
so beware, because you'll have a bunch of girls coming after you if you're
if you're being a meanie.
And you'll get yourself a reputation.
Oh,
exactly. Yeah.
Right, I think we're all done for today.
Mm-hmm.
So join us next week.
Please do.
We'll see you then.
See ya.
Bye.